Sports Central. Basketball.
And at 9-2, let's talk some basketball from the Hardball Podcast. Liam Santamaria is on the line. Hi, Liam. How you doing?
Afternoon, Kev. Well, thank you.
Now, I've just been looking at the results so far for round 18, and Cairns might actually be the team that's going to sort out who makes the top four.
Well, they had a bit of a mixed result last night. They got the win at home over Adelaide, which they desperately required, but what they didn't get is the crucial season split against the 36ers. They really needed to win that game by 12 or more points to give themselves a much better chance of making the playoffs. Now, they are mathematically still a chance, but to me, the team that's in the box seat to take that fourth position now is the New Zealand Breakers.
Yep.
Their 22-point win over the Adelaide 36ers earlier this round, I think, is probably what's going to make the difference. And if they can get a win over Cairns at home to finish off this round, I think that's the game that might put the Breakers in the box seat to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's fascinating as it's sort of unwinding towards the end of the season. Hey, another terrific on-the-road win from Melbourne during the week.
Really, really good win over Illawarra in Wollongong, consolidating their win in Perth the week before. And Melbourne have struggled to win against elite teams on the road this season. And heading into the playoffs with top spot on the line to get a couple of those kinds of wins just gives them a lot of confidence and really gives them a great chance, a really good opportunity to lock up top spot, head into the playoffs with home court advantage throughout the postseason. Everything's coming up, Melbourne United.
And the way that it's panning out too, the teams that they've been knocking over at home are the Perths and the Illawarras. They've got no fear going on the road against anybody.
No, that's right. Obviously, Perth, pretty much the hardest place to win in the NBL year in, year out. So getting a win in the jungle right before the postseason is a huge help. Illawarra is kind of struggling a little bit at the moment because sharpshooter Kirk Penny is sitting out injured. But look, nonetheless, Melbourne went in, took care of business. They cranked things up defensively. Illawarra, the highest scoring team in the league. Well, Melbourne kept them to 73 points on their home court. So Coach Dean Demopoulos would be rapt about that. They picked up the pressure and they looked fantastic. And as a result, when the going got tough, they were able to come away with a 7-point win and, like I said, put them in the box seat to lock up home court advantage throughout the playoffs. They just need to get one win, I reckon, one win next week out of their two games against New Zealand. One of them's at home. So if they can do that, then they're going to be in a good position heading into the playoffs.
You imagine how good the confidence would be if they go to New Zealand, I think it's what, Tuesday or Wednesday night, and take on New Zealand over there. If they were to knock them over then and then get them back on their home court on the weekend, they'd be laughing.
They would. Look, that's easier said than done. New Zealand, obviously, their season well and truly on the line. They're the reigning champions, finding a bit of form in the run home, trying to get a playoff spot. And on their home floor, they're particularly tough to beat. So that's easier said than done. But look, Melbourne can throw caution to the wind, have a crack at it over in New Zealand. And if they don't get it, like you said, come home, try and take care of business on Valentine's Day at Hisense Arena.
And it's a big weekend for Adelaide, a big week for Adelaide next week too with their two games. One at Illawarra, in Illawarra, and then away to Perth. Gee, that could just about either stitch them up or get rid of them.
You said it, and without Jerome Randall on the floor as well, I mean, it will be a miracle if he's able to get back on the floor for those games. He'll be doing everything he can to get healthy and get out there, but they're really missing him. Two losses this round against the teams that are chasing them for that fourth spot. One against New Zealand a few days ago, and then last night going down to Cairns. So they are up against it, and like you said, two super tough games for them, and that's why I think New Zealand are in the box seat now to take that fourth spot. If they can beat Cairns tomorrow and then take one of those games against Melbourne, you'll see the championship defence roll on for the New Zealand Breakers.
Good on you, Liam. Always good to catch up. Thanks for your thoughts.
Cheers, Kev.